Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans head coach Bill O'Brien right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Things that stuck out there, just sticking with the offensive line. He said he liked what he saw from Roderick Johnson Saturday against the Lions, but he said it was just one game. He wanted to make that clear and that he needs to see it again against the Cowboys. When asked about Matt Khalil and Titus Howard, who suffered a broken finger, Howard against Detroit, he said that Titus Howard will likely not play on Saturday against the Cowboys, will not return to practice, but will be ready against New Orleans. And he said Khalil, quote, might return to practice this week.
Yeah, it was interesting, and also kind of amped it up a little bit when it comes to Roderick Johnson and his thoughts on him. So it's an interesting kind of parallel storylines here. You know, he said on Saturday night that Matt Khalil is our starting left tackle. Now Matt Khalil might be able to practice this week. He wasn't sure. But on Roderick Johnson, he said he saw light years of improvement from him. So, you know, there's a lot going on right there at the left tackle position. There's a lot going on at the entire offensive line. But at left tackle, clearly he knows what he saw, and he knows that Matt Khalil, I mean, he's got to be on the field. He's got to get out there.
Yeah, he's got to get out there. But, I mean, if you want to see if Roderick Johnson takes that next step, I think the only thing that makes sense is put him out there and let him start again. You know what I mean? Like, even if Matt Khalil is ready to go, it's in your best interest to see if Roderick Johnson can respond, because Deshaun Watson says he's comfortable with Roderick Johnson, and we've seen Roderick Johnson look better than Matt Khalil. So even if Matt Khalil does return to practice, which this is getting really strange that he hasn't, because Bill O'Brien made it clear it wasn't an injury at first. Mm-hmm. You know, when we asked about it, it wasn't, oh, he got stepped. I mean, he mentioned he got stepped on.
And Khalil didn't seem like the injury was that bad.
Yeah, I mean, we heard Matt Khalil straight off the practice field. This is just interesting. I think as we sit right now, Roderick Johnson likely your tackle. Nick Martin also returned to the Houston Texans. He's actually meeting with the media right now. Let's hear a little bit from your starting center, Nick Martin, who participated in his first practice of training camp. Here's Nick Martin right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
You know, the center is very important. You're talking every play, you're communicating, whether it's in the play, whether, you know, after every series, I go to him, he comes to me, we ask what happened, what are you seeing. I think that goes back to Greenbrier, his rookie year. We roomed together. And we were thrown in that situation, but it was good because we got close. We were able to talk, communicate, kind of find our own language.
Do you have everything ready to go on game day, or do you still talk before you go on the field?
Oh, I mean, you got to prepare. I mean, you know, once game day hits, obviously you're still talking, but it's more about in-game adjustments than anything. Yeah, I mean, once game day hits, you're ready to go.
How much better is he on the mental stuff now than he's been? He's seen getting a lot better.
Yeah, Deshaun's, I mean, the day since he's came in, he's been unbelievable. And, you know, just like everyone, he works every day to get better.
What does he do specifically with you that impresses you?
Man, you've seen him play about everything he does. And, again, just being out here with him is awesome.
Thank you.
Starting center Nick Martin. It's going to be interesting to see how the O-line shapes up, because you've seen Zach Fulton be good at times at center, and then you see Max Sharping getting to start at the other guard spot, the right guard spot with Fulton at center. So now you got to think Nick Martin comes in as center. Maybe Fulton is at guard. He's competing with Sharping. There's a lot of depth on this offensive line. I'm not saying, I don't know if it's quality depth. I think that's to be determined, specifically with what happens on the left tackle spot. But there's a lot of depth, and there's a lot of battles. There's a lot of moving parts. If they want versatility, they have it. Now, my issue with versatility is it's great to have versatile guys, but on the offensive line specifically, if we're talking about versatility, I understand versatility at other positions, but if we're just talking about versatility on the offensive line, I don't think that should be the strength of your O-line. I think your strength should be you have guys that at their home position, whether it's left guard, mm-hmm. right guard, right tackle, all that, are quality players is more important than versatility. So versatility is good, but it shouldn't be the most important thing or the most important asset of an offensive line.
You talk about depth. I think this line needs a really, really good lineman. It needs a really, really preferable.
Breaking news.
No. Hold on. Let me explain. If you have that Trent Williams at left tackle, just think about how much better you would feel about all four other positions.
I feel amazing.
You know, because then you got versatility with Titus Howard. You don't have to maybe stretch him to a tackle or to the right side as Bill O'Brien was talking about there. Nick, center you feel pretty good about. Zach Fulton played really pretty good at center on Saturday night. I rewatched the game yesterday morning because, you know, obviously Saturday we were in the suite with all the listeners and all that. I thought Fulton played pretty darn good. And so, like, let's say you get Nick Martin and you get a good version of Nick Martin. All of a sudden you got Zach Fulton behind him. You got Zach Fulton can maybe play on the right side. You don't have to rush Sharping. But it all hinges on having a left tackle that you can count on. Right? Because then everybody else kind of fills in the blanks. You got Chantrell on the right. Julian all of a sudden becomes, you know, a real good swing tackle or whomever, you know, you find a swing tackle. But you got to have that anchor on the left side.
Could be Roderick.
I mean,
could be Roderick. Could be Roderick.
My thing is this. What is Bill O'Brien? I don't want to call it an obsession, but what is his determination lately to make it clear that left tackle and right tackle are equally important?
Yeah, I didn't quite get that.
Because he did that Saturday after the game, and he did it again, and he just wants to make it clear that both are important. Who exactly is he trying to tell that to? What exactly is that? Is that trying to take away from the fact that Matt Khalil clearly can't play left tackle? Like, what is the payoff there? Like, who needs to be convinced that left tackle isn't as important as right tackle? Because it's the second time he's done it. I understand, you know, doing it once, but it's now the second time in 3 days that we've heard Bill O'Brien go up there and do that, and I just don't understand what exactly the purpose of it is or what the point is.
Left tackle, on average, makes twice as much as the right tackle in the NFL. That's across the league. And so that tells you, you know, which one is more important. You know, money talks, right? You know, we all always hear about that. Right tackle is one of the higher paid positions, but it makes half as much across the board as left tackle. So I get his concept. I mean, they're both important. They're both protecting the quarterback. I get what he's saying. But it goes back to what I just said. If you have just a badass at left tackle, this line is twice as good as last year. Because you talk about the depth it has, but how good is the depth if you don't have, you know, if you can't improve significantly in one spot, specifically left tackle?
I mean, Trent Brown did get signed by the Raiders for $66 million, and they're starting him at right tackle. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe B.O.B.'s onto something. I just don't understand the point of it.
It's important, but it's not. It's clearly left tackle where you got to have the anchor.
Do you think Matt Khalil practices again for the Texans ever?
Boy, that's a good question. Yes, I think he practices this week. They're off tomorrow, I believe. Maybe Wednesday.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Why? No, seriously. Like, why?
I think he's gonna be. I think he's gonna practice there. I mean, Bill O'Brien's gonna give him every chance. I said this before training camp even began. He's gonna give him every chance to win the job and every chance to lose the job.
He's already lost it.
And guess what happened? Yeah.
So I mean, what's the point of putting him back out there? You want to get injured. You want him to get injured and then have to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just think they're holding him out for some reason. I think a decision's going to be made. If you really look, Matt Khalil at this point, it's very clear that Roderick Johnson's better, and that's more about Matt Khalil than it is Roderick Johnson. But if you really want to evaluate Roderick Johnson,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't come at the sake of Matt Khalil returning to the field on Saturday, which Bill O'Brien said might happen. He might return to the practice field. So if Matt Khalil's ready to go and Roderick Johnson's ready to go against the Cowboys, what do you gain more from? Do you gain more from seeing how Roderick Johnson responds after his good game against the Lions? Or do you gain more by putting Matt Khalil out there and seeing how that works? I think you gain more from Roderick Johnson.
And right now, I mean, what are his teammates thinking? I mean, you play for your teammates, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know what Deshaun Watson had to say about Roderick Johnson?
Yeah, he's comfortable with him out on the field. But what are the teammates thinking of Matt Khalil not being out there? Now, if it's an injury that we're not hearing about, that's one thing, and they're all they'll all forgive him for that. But if he's just kind of in and out and he got stepped on the foot and they're not sure what he's going to be doing, what kind of confidence is that inspiring in his teammates?
Not a lot. I mean, at some point, you know, Matt Khalil's just got to – he's just got to look in the mirror. I mean, he's talked about looking at the man in the mirror, and he's mm-hmm. just got to realize, man, it's time to hang it up. And I know Bill O'Brien has nothing but respect for the game of football. He knows that Matt Khalil is a second-generation offensive lineman. His dad played back in the day, and his brother, five-time Pro Bowler, just got money whipped by the Jets for $8 million to return after a brief retirement. So
his dad's at practice all the
time. He has respect for the game. Why? That's another thing. You keep bringing that. What is that about?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, they can invite the guys over all the time, but if you're fine. There that much, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, you didn't even know that was his dad, huh? His dad's at practice quite a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I'm just telling you this. If I was in the NFL, and like, it's one thing if Pops wants to come through or something and stop by, but if my Pops is at practice for 1-2 weeks in a row, I'm going to have to say, hey, Dad, just go hang out at the hotel. We'll go out to eat afterwards. I don't need you. I need you at my practice. That's just me, though. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Shout out to all the fathers out there, though. We do like you involved in your kids' activities. It just might be a certain point in which time to back off a little bit. Let's go around the NFL. Wide receiver Antonio Brown has gone missing again, and two receivers who made the Texans this weekend. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.